You've heard of accountants and financial advisors, but what about financial coaches? Dave Ramsey is an author and creator of Financial Peace University, and they offer this Financial Coast Master Training for people interested in becoming a financial coach. Chris Hogan is a member of the Dave Ramsey team, and he's here to tell us more about financial coaching and how it might connect to a faith-based community. He joins us now from Nashville, Tennessee. Hello there.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I drove by this rural church in southwestern Ontario a couple weeks ago and saw a sign for financial coaches outside the church. I want to start by asking you about this fit, because on our program in the past, we've talked about financial coaching, but we've never made the link between that sort of financial framework and people who have a deep connection to faith. What is that link?
Well, I think it's really they're having this mindset of understanding with money, we don't own it. Our job is to be good stewards, which simply means to be a good manager. And so whenever you start to think about this, about how do you deal more effectively with your money, I kind of use the example. It's almost like, how do you get into better shape, right? Like, you can buy some weights and work out at home, or you can join a gym, or you can join a gym and get a personal trainer. In that analogy, a financial coach would act as a personal trainer for your money. So it helps you in your direct own personal situation.
And in Canada, there's a brand called Money Coaches Canada. People, you know, they can hire money coaches. But what I think is interesting about this method is that Ramsey has really developed relationships with people in faith-based communities. How did that come to be? And what has that be a little bit different than if someone just picked up the phone and booked a money coach they saw online?
Well, I think, you know, the key is with us, we are founded as a company on biblical principles. We are almost 850 team members large now. But this started with Dave helping people in his own local church. After he lost all of his money and worked hard to build it back up the right way, he wanted other people to prevent that, to avoid the pain that he felt. So he started the class in his church, helping people understand how to budget. How do you get out of debt? How do you deal with money the right way? So this is where it all started, and it just grew as we grew as a company.
What is the community aspect in terms of your particular approach to financial coaching? And I ask because for people, I went to church as a kid. I don't today, but I did as a kid. And there really is a community essence. There's support. There's ideas that come from being in that community. How does that connect to money?
Well, I think the main thing is understanding that, you know, life is about community. Whether you grew up in a neighborhood or community, or you went to church, you know, we're used to being around people. I don't think life is meant to be done alone. But when you're around like-minded people, something really unique starts to happen. You start to share life with them. You start to cheer them on in their times of triumph, and you're able to support them in their hard times as well. And so with this, especially looking at the financial coaching, what we're trying to do is to make sure we've got a group of people out there that are committed to helping people the way that Dave and I teach, and they're going to guide people properly. There's a phrase that we use that really sets us apart, and it's heart of a teacher. Someone with the heart of a teacher is someone that's helping you understand and navigate. Someone that has the heart of a salesperson is simply trying to sell you stuff. So we're trying to come around people to properly guide them and aid them and how they deal with their money.
If I was a fly on a wall of a program that one of your team members was delivering, what would I see? How does it work? Are there rituals associated with it? How long does it last? What are some of the things that you talk about?
Are you referring to Financial Peace University?
Yeah, so something that someone would register in and go to might be held in a church basement.
Okay. Well, the Financial Peace University is held in churches, but this is where people are coming in and they're wanting to know how to deal with money. So essentially what happens is there's a lesson that's played, then there's group discussion. So you've got people in there that are single, newly married, newly single, or long time married, but they're wanting to get better with their money. So they're coming in, they're hearing lessons on budgeting, dealing with debt, how to buy a home the right way, the importance of insurance. So these people are in a classroom setting, in a small group kind of area, learning about money. So it's great. It's an open environment where people are able to ask questions and really able to connect and cheer each other on.
Is it a particular faith that this works well with? Like, how does the biblical element manifest itself in the program? If someone follows a different faith, does it work, or do they need a completely different program?
Well, we're based on biblical foundations, but Financial Peace University, it's a 9-week course. But it's not a prerequisite that someone is a Christian. Someone can come in and learn about money. We have people of all faiths come in because money is that unique thing that we all have to deal with, regardless of your denomination or your stance with faith. And so, no, it's not a prerequisite. Financial Peace University is for anyone that wants to improve their money situation or learn how to handle it better.
What are some of the things that trains financial coaches in the Ramsey approach? And I ask because it's not a regulated term. It's not like, ooh, I'm a medical doctor and I pass this particular exam, or I'm a, you know, chartered professional accountant or whatever. How do you ensure that they are delivering the material and delivering the services in a way that's consistent with what you intend?
Sure. Well, it's twofold. I am actually the instructor for the course of training the financial coaches. This is a training that is all done online. It's called Financial Coach Master Training Online, and it's an ongoing, it's a rigorous training agenda, you know, where we're walking through guiding them on budgeting, how to work with people dealing with debt, insurance, real estate. But the fine line is this: we're not there to sell any kind of product or any kind of financial service. We're there to guide people, like that personal trainer example, with someone trying to get in better shape. And so there's an agreement that they all sign that they agree not to sell products, not to cross that line. We refer people to investment professionals, tax professionals, all of those people. We know our role. Our role is to coach and guide people. The professional's role is to be able to give them that specific advice on their taxes or their investments.
How do you charge for these services? I mean, there's obviously the university component, so you're selling a piece of training, and then how do the coaches themselves charge for their services?
Yes. So with the coaches, they come through the training, they go out and they set up, they're like individual business owners. They set up their own payment structure and how they're working with people in their own packages. So we train them, they go out to run their business and design it on their end. So that's entirely up to the coach that is out there in the community.
I know you offer this the training program to Canadians because I see them, you know, offering these services here. But how do you customize by geography? Obviously, there are some differences between Canada and the U.S., and I assume in even regionally, there are differences in terms of how people think about money and behave around money. How do you account for those?
Well, I can tell you this, having been, you know, working with money for almost 25 years and as a financial coach for 13 of those years, I've traveled and worked with people all across the world. And I can tell you this, the components that we teach about budgeting, dealing with debt, wanting to make sure you have insurance, saving for your future, it's universal. There's nothing that's different between the United States versus Canada versus China versus anywhere else. You have people that are wanting to know and needing guidance. Now, the different nuances come with investing. As we all know, there are differences for Canadian investing versus U.S.-based investing. That's why we have people refer to those investment professionals in the area. So what we're teaching people are the basic tenets of dealing with money. Budgeting, debt, insurance, real estate, that's what we do from the high level and a personal level with that person.
There are many different things that people need to become at least competent in as it relates to money over the course of their lives. If there was one single behavior that you could, I don't know, magically or through divine intervention alter in society at large, what would it be?
Budgeting. If I could universally give people the skill of budgeting and understanding how to control their money, I think it would make a drastic change in people's lives.
Very interesting. Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Chris Hogan is a part of the Dave Ramsey team, and one of the things that they offer is called the Financial Coach Master Training. He joined us today from Nashville, Tennessee.